Open with me to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms. I want you to find Psalms 105. As we continue our Thanksgiving theme. Even though the turkey and the ham and the sweet potatoes may be gone, we still have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Psalms 105 this morning, if you will. And if you're able, would you stand with us as we honor the reading of the Lord's word. Psalms 105. I want to begin reading in verse number 1. I want to just simply talk to us this morning about expressing our gratitude to the Lord. Just a simple little word this morning, but expressing our gratitude to the Lord. The writer says in verse number 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them that seek the Lord, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he have done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth." Verse number 6 reads, "O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen." Father, thank you for your presence in this place. We just simply and humbly pray this morning that you would speak to us in such a way that all of us would be able to understand it and to live it out in our daily lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. One of the things that God wants for all of his children, he wants for every single believer, is that we would live lives that is full of gratitude and thanksgiving. God wants us to be thankful people. He wants us to be people that our whole lives are expressions of gratitude and appreciation for what he has done in our lives. The only way that you can really be thankful is, first of all, you got to know and recognize that you've been blessed. I say it all the time, the reason why a lot of us are not grateful is because we have not been convinced that we've really been blessed. And so God wants us to be full of gratitude, wants us to be full of appreciation for who he is and for what he has done in this world and in your life. But I tried to tell us last week that being grateful don't come natural for us. By nature, we are very ungrateful people. By nature, we are people that would rather complain than to praise. By nature, we're the kind of people that would rather get mad with God about what he didn't do rather than thank him for what he did do. We're not born with grateful hearts. We're not born with spirits full of gratitude. And so God, the Holy Spirit, have to teach us how to be thankful. He has to teach us how to be grateful. He had to work in us in order to create any level of gratitude and appreciation for the good things that God has done, because we're not born with it, and we certainly can't develop it on our own. And so the Holy Spirit has to help us. He has to teach us how to be grateful. I tried to say to us last week that the reason why some of us are so miserable and so disgusted with life, it's not because God haven't been good to us, but it's because we have forgotten how to be thankful. We've forgotten how to be grateful. We've forgotten that everything that we have, everything that we are, and everything that's been promised to us in eternity to come is given to us because of the goodness of God and not because we deserve it. So the Holy Spirit have to help us to be thankful. This is not part of my notes, but I just feel like I ought to throw it in. We're some messed up folks. Amen. We're a lot like the children of Israel. We can be complaining, chewing on God's blessings. Amen. And I look around sometime in a crowd this size and I see people who are blessed with blessings that we just take for granted. So some of you guys got good wives. They're faithful. Amen. They are dependable. They got your best interest in mind. So some of you girls got good husbands. They're hard workers. Not only do they try to provide for you physically, but they try to be a spiritual leader for the family. Amen. And if you're not all for careful, you'll live your whole married life and never give any expressions of gratitude at all. We're guilty of taking things for granted. Terry Glover, somehow or another, we have convinced ourselves that we are worthy of what we have. Somebody, my mom used to always say, this is not part of my notes. This ain't part of the sermon. I just want to get this to you. My mom used to always say, you don't miss your water till your well run dry. And so we've forgotten how to be thankful. Not only, but Charlie, have we forgotten how to be thankful in our home, but as a nation, we have forgotten how to be thankful. We run around and brag that we're the greatest nation on the face of the earth, but we never make mention of how we became as great as we are. It was by the grace of God. It was by the goodness of God. So this morning, I want to remind you that not only does the Holy Spirit work in us to teach us how to be thankful, He also works in us trying to help us know how to express our gratitude to the Lord. He labors trying to help us to know what we are to do in order to let God know that we've been blessed and that we're grateful for the blessing. Psalms 105 is a historical psalm. It is a psalm whereby the writer spends much of his time focusing on the early years of the Jewish nation. God often warned them that they were not to forget how good he had been to them. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses, one of his farewell sermons to them, Moses is preaching to the second generation, and he tells them, listen, when you move into houses that you didn't build, and when you drink from wells that you didn't dig, and when you eat from vineyards that you didn't plant, don't forget who it was that brought you. And so Psalms 105 is a historical psalm because he spends from verse 8 all the way to the end of the chapter, he talks about the early years of the Jewish nation, how God was acting on their behalf, how God was working in their lives in order to bring about his purpose and his plan. And I want to say to the church this morning that we ought to praise God not for just what he's doing now, but for what he did yesterday. But what he did last week. Amen. Because every one of us, if we will be honest this morning, God has brought us through something that the devil thought was going to kill us. We come through death. We come through the loss of jobs. We come through divorces and bad relationships. We come through raising crazy children. Amen. We come through mean bosses. We come through sickness and diseases. We have come through so much. In fact, we come through too much to sit here this morning and act like God hadn't did anything for us. Amen. 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 And so this is a historical psalm. The writer here gives us at least 8 or 9 ways in which we can express our gratitude to the Lord. Now, one of the things I know about being grateful, Solid Rock, is that when you're really grateful, it's hard not to express gratitude. Amen. When you're really thankful, Brother Morgan, listen, when you're really thankful for what the Lord has done in your life, when you look back and you see all of the stuff that God brought you through, the messes that he brought you through, most of them you made them yourself. When you look at how much God has done for you and you really are grateful in your heart, it's hard for you to sit and keep your mouth closed and not say thank you, Lord. You want to express it. You want the Lord to know that you know that it was him that have brought you and not you yourself, and you want to just do something to say thank you. The writer here in Psalms gives us 9. I want to look at 6 of them this morning. And then Miss Brenda is going to come and she's going to share her testimony of thanksgiving with us this morning. The writer gives us 6 ways in which we can express our appreciation to the Lord. In verse number 1, he says, oh, give thanks. That's a good place to start. He said, oh, give thanks. Now, here's what I know. I know real thanksgiving has to start in the heart. God is not impressed with your thanksgiving, your hallelujahs, your praise the Lord, if they're just mouth deep. Listen, so real praise, real thanksgiving, real gratitude have to start in the heart, but it ought not stop there. Amen. Listen, if you're really thankful, if you're really grateful, if you really know God's been good to you, you ought not mind opening your mouth every now and then and just saying, thank you, Lord. You ought to put some words to your thanksgiving. And that's the idea that the writer has here in verse 1. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Listen, this statement, oh, give thanks, really literally means to throw. It means, listen, it means to cast. It means to shoot. And what the writer has in mind here, listen, is that we ought to throw our praise and thanksgiving upon God. We ought to cast forth the very best. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in my life. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I want you to look at Psalms 107. Because the idea really comes to light here. Look at Psalms 107, verse 1 and 2. He says in verse 1, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And then listen, here's what he's trying to tell us in verse 1 of chapter 5, of chapter 105. He said, listen, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The key in that phrase right there is let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, y'all, listen to me. Somebody beside you this morning ought to know that you know you've been blessed and that you're thankful for the blessings of God upon your life. Amen. I tried to tell you last week, and some of y'all going to think I'm being mean, but I'm not. But I don't understand how some of us have been brought through so much and we can be so quiet. I can't understand how some of us can enjoy so many of the sweet blessings of God and we not have a hallelujah in our lips. The writer here, listen, the writer here said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yes, sir. Amen. Every now and then, listen, this gratitude ought to well up in you so high that you can't keep your mouth closed. First of all, look back with me in chapter 105. The first thing he said, solid rock, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Listen, I want to show you another passage. Go with me to Luke chapter 17. The Lord gave me this message this morning to give to y'all, and he told me don't bring none of it back home with you. Give it every bit of it to him. So I'm going to give it to you. Listen, look at Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. The background to this text is that Jesus is confronted, or he's approached by 10 men who have leprosy. They are a sad congregation. They are dying with a deadly, dreadful disease called leprosy. And the Bible said that they cried out to the Lord Jesus. Verse 13, they said, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus, in verse 14, says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. But look at verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, here's what I want you to see. Now, listen. This man had been healed. This man had been rescued from an issue that was going to kill him.
That's right.
Amen. Listen. And this man went at peace. And he looked at himself and he remembered what he was before he met Jesus. He remembered the condition that he was in before he met Jesus. And he said, I can't go another step until I turn around, go back with a loud voice, give him some thanks. I want you to see this text. Listen, that Luke tells us it was with a loud voice. Which tells me that this man was so full of gratitude that he didn't care who he disturbed. Listen, he didn't care if he woke you up on your pew with his praise. Because listen, he knew what he was before he met Jesus. And sometimes, Lord help us, sometimes the reason why we can't give God no praise for what we are now is because we've forgotten what we was before we got found by Jesus. Can I tell you something? You not get mad. Some of y'all are way too quiet. You got a story to tell. You got a testimony to give. You got a hallelujah in you that belongs to God for what he has done for you in your life. The Bible said with a loud voice. He didn't care if the deacon was sleeping on the front seat.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And some of us, look, some of us don't give God no praise, Michelle, because we're scared of what somebody beside us is going to say. But when you've been healed of leprosy, when you watch your marriage sinking down the commode of life and God reach down and rescue it, you don't care what other folks think. When you've been liberated, when you've been liberated from the hands of the devil who was destroying your life, and Jesus Christ step in and liberate you, you really don't care what they think. Amen. Amen. There are some folks in here, if you be honest, you ought to be dead right now. Many times you come up the road drunk. They sitting there like they never did nothing. I see you look over like you were looking at them. Go back to Psalms 105 with me as we run to a close this morning. Listen, number one, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I want Solid Rock to be a church where we know we've been blessed. We can look back over our lives and we can see what God has brought us through. And when folks come to this church, if they don't get nothing else, they know that we are a thankful people, because by the grace of God, we've been saved. Amen. Amen. You know, this is not part of my notes either, but you know, Sometimes God save us from stuff. He just don't let it happen. Amen. But then other times God save us from the consequences of what he did let happen. Amen. And there are some of you guys here this morning, you're going through some trouble. God didn't save you from the trouble. But let me tell you what he's doing. He's saving you from the consequences of the trouble. In other words, the trouble that you're going through not going to have the impact that the devil hoped it would have. You see, listen, the Lord didn't save the Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace. He saved them in the fiery furnace. Didn't make sense. Look, here, go back to Psalm 105 with me. Listen, not only are we express our appreciation by giving him thanks, the writer says in the second part of verse number 1, call upon his name. Call upon his name. Now listen, this is an interesting statement in this verse, because most theologians and most scholars believe that the writer really meant, what he literally meant in this statement, is to call him by name. Listen, yeah, you ought to call upon his name, but you also ought to call him by name. You see, in Bible days here, there were many false gods. And it was possible that you could be sitting in a building and you're praising one God while a man sitting beside you is praising another God. Amen. But what the writer here wanted us to understand, or what he wanted us to do, is that he wanted us to, when we give our thanks, somebody sitting beside us will say, well, what God is you talking to? And we could tell them that we're speaking about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Listen, in the Old Testament, he's known by Jehovah. But in the New Testament, he's known by Jesus. Call him by name. Listen. Call him by name, so that the folks who's sitting around you don't mistake him for some false god. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Call him by name. Call him by name. Listen. He says in verse number one, he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. And then the third thing that he says in his verse, he said, make known his deeds among the people. Amen. You ought to talk about what he's done. Amen. You ought to, listen to me, and I'm gonna quit with this morning, but listen. You ought to tell somebody what he's done for you. Listen, you ought to make mention of how he's brought you, how he's taken care of you. You ought not be ashamed to tell them folks on the job that you are what you are by the grace of God. You ought not be ashamed to let the folks that you work with know that it was Jesus Christ who stepped into your mess and made a masterpiece. Yeah, you ought to tell somebody. You ought to make known his deeds. What the writer really has in mind here is that we ought to tell somebody about what Jesus Christ has done for us in the way of salvation. What is his deeds? What is his marvelous works? What are the wonderful things that he's done? Well, let me tell you what he did. 2,000 years ago, he was virgin born. Grew up in a carpenter's house. Amen. Listen, at the age of 12, he was found in the temples with the lawyers and the doctors teaching them what they didn't know. For 18 years, the Bible went silent. But then at the age of 30, he shows up in sacred history to become the Lamb of God who would die for the sins of the world. At the age of 33 and a half, listen, they marched him. He let them march him to Calvary's cross. And there he died. He hung and he died for the sins of the world. He died for your sins and my sins. He died for the sins of the world. And on the third appointed morning, he rose from the grave with all power in his hand. And we ought to tell somebody. We ought to testify that if God can save me from my mess, he can save you from your mess. Amen. Listen, if God can reach down and pull me out of the pit that I was in, surely, honey, your pit ain't too deep for him. How do you express your gratitude to the Lord? Because I'm going to tell you something, and here's what I know. If you're really thankful, you're going to find a way to let the Lord know that you're thankful for all that he's done for you. Maybe he didn't save you from this thing. Maybe he's saving you in the midst of it. See, sometimes God flexes muscles by what he keeps from us. And then sometimes God flexes muscle by what he let us go through and tell the devil, see, they're going through it, and I'm holding them up. Are you a thankful person? I'm through now. Do your family know that you're thankful for them? Does your wife know? Does your husband know? Listen, do your church family know that you're thankful? Do you call them on the phone and say, hey, I don't need to borrow nothing today. I just want to tell you I love you. I don't need you to do nothing for me. I just want to tell you I love you. Do your pastor know that you're thankful? Let me ask you even more probing question. Does your Savior know that you're thankful? Miss Brenda's going to come and share her testimony. And I'll be back in a few minutes to give the invitation. Miss Brenda.
of the Lord. Say so. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Miss Maddie knows it. We need to sing that, Miss Maddie. I don't think I need this because I got a big mouth. Y'all hear it all the time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not sorry for it, though. Brother Anthony called me, and he asked for my testimony of thanksgiving, thankfulness, he said. I said, he didn't see that part. When I saw that phone say, Brother Anthony, I said, I knew what it was. But then it hit me just as fast, the Holy Spirit, that he needed her here, sure. Pray for me, I'll be glad to. Because not only has the Lord sacrificed his only son for me, then I have the pleasure and the opportunity to give my sacrifice of thanksgiving back to him. For, in comparison, it's nothing, but for God's plan, it's useful for others to be saved. And that's what the Lord told me, just that quick. And so thank you for asking me, Brother Anthony. Even though I wish you'd asked somebody else. I've got some notes, but I'm like Jeff. I mean, that's how you know the Lord orchestrates things, because everything ties together. And this morning, before I wrote any notes, I've been praying about it ever since. But this morning before I wrote any notes, I started praying for the Lord to just give me what he wanted me to say and take away anything he didn't. And a whole lot of it tied to Brother Anthony's message this morning. And I'm thankful for that, because that's confirmation for me. From the start of my life, I told Brother Anthony I had a lot of testimony. So I needed to really have a lot of prayer, because there was a lot of things I could give, but I just want to share what I'm thankful for. So from the start of my life, I felt like the Lord held me in the palm of his hand, even though I had not surrendered to him as a newborn babe. I felt like I was his chosen one, and I was given to parents that I believe with my whole heart that they love me more than their own lives. And there's a story behind that, but I'll let Mama give that testimony when it's her time. My life, because I felt like I was chosen or loved so much, I was filled with pride. I was filled with sin. I was born with a sinful nature that Brother Anthony talked about this morning. I objected to Christianity. I believed it as fantasy and make-believe. I held more trust in horoscopes than I did in the spiritual, the Lord's Holy Spirit testimony. And God knew that. He knew my heart. He made me. He knew that. I lived a life full of doing wrong things. And I think that I was trying to fill the hole inside of me that I believe all of us have for validation for our life. I think all of us are born with a hole that we want to be filled, validated, and we're looking for something to fill us up to do that. And what we don't realize sometimes is that's the Holy Spirit. And I struggled in relationships. I still have struggles in all these areas. I am not perfect, but I am being perfected. And I praise God for that. Okay, what am I thankful for? You know, I'm giving you all this negative stuff, but I just want to say, in spite of the pride and the sin, God allowed me to surrender myself to be saved, because he chose me, but I didn't become saved until I surrendered to him. And that's the hardest step for all of us that are saved, and any of you that are lost, we've all been there. So don't think you're alone in that. I'm thankful for the forgiveness that he gives, and the fact that he gives us grace and mercy, and he forgets our sin. That is such a blessing to me. I'm thankful for eternal life, the fact that I traded all that from the world for eternal life. And God has poured out blessings and favor on my life. I have been made righteous by God, not by myself. And I have the most peaceful relationship thanks to his peace. He's working on all my relationships. And every time I have a struggle with a relationship now, I have peace and thank God for it, because I know he's going to work it out in his time and in his way, and there's going to be a blessing to give him the credit and the glory for. I feel like I've been stamped redeemed. I'm thankful for that stamp of redemption. And I saw a sign yesterday in a little store. It said, family. It hit me when I saw it, but it hit me again this morning when I was thinking about it. Because when I saw it, it said, family, where life begins and love never ends. But I thought, I want to make that sign for my house, but I want it to say, God's family, where life begins and love never ends, because God is the answer. If God is your root of your family, then there ain't nothing better. And while Brother Anthony was speaking, I just wrote a few more notes, because things that touched me that he said. I've come through all kinds of stuff. I mean, you wouldn't believe the stuff that I've come through, and I don't want to share it with you. But if anybody is struggling with something, you can come to me, and I will tell you if I've been through that, because I've just about been through it all. You wouldn't believe it. So that's why I am so grateful to God, because I know what he's brought me through. It don't show on the outside, but it's on the inside. And I'm thankful that God chose all of us to be saved. And I'm most thankful that he allowed me to respond to his choosing. I pray he allows you to do the same. And I found a note in my Bible when he was flipping us around in the scriptures. It said, don't only be thankful for the gifts. Remember to be thankful for the giver. I pray to be the person that someone thanks God for in their future walk with him. Because there was one thing that I didn't share, and that was, if it hadn't have been for God placing his people, his pastors, his church, and his spirit in my life, I'd still be walking in lost. So that's all I got to say.